Hello, this is Aaron, and you're listening to my podcast for June 12th. Thanks for joining me for this. I'm sitting outside. Didn't know if I was going to get to do this tonight. I was going to do it last night, and it was just too windy to sit outside in the shade like I usually do this. And it was too hot to sit inside to do it, so doing it tonight. The wind just finally died down after blowing pretty hard all day, and it's settled into a pretty nice evening. It was hot today, and it's still hot in the house because I don't have air conditioning because that's for wimps, but pretty nice out right now. I'm trying out a new recording app on my phone because I discovered that the built-in one records at a pretty crummy quality, pretty crummy bitrate, and can't be improved, and I had no idea about that. So I installed one that's supposed to be better. We'll see how it goes. This is my first smartphone. I've had a cell phone for probably 20 years now, but never had a smartphone before. I'd always kind of resisted it because I didn't want to be walking around swiping with my nose in a phone like so many people are. But with the work I do these days, I decided I pretty much had to get one. Needed to have unlimited minutes and texting, and plus just I thought, well, there are some handy things on there, I guess, so I got one, and it's okay. I'd still sooner not have a phone at all if I could get away with it, but I can't get away with it, so might as well have something that I can use for a few other things too. Although once in a while I got an Android because Android is more or less Linux, which I've been using for years, and that's both good and bad. It's good because I understand what's going on with a lot of it, but it's bad because it's kind of crippled. You can't really do a lot with it. It's sort of really stripped down to try to keep it working for people, to try to keep it from being easily breakable by the user. So a lot of things that I would be able to do on a normal system, as far as just copying files where I want to or installing what I want to, you can't do so easily. And sometimes it does things like a little pop-up comes up and says, unfortunately, Facebook has stopped. And I always think, first, I wasn't running Facebook, so what? What's that about? And second, that's not unfortunate. So I'm still getting kind of used to how it works and getting things installed that I want to use on it, and we'll see how this new recording app goes. Watered everything yesterday. I guess I haven't talked about the garden in a few days. Watered everything really good yesterday because there wasn't any rain over the weekend. There wasn't any rain in the forecast for a few days. Now it looks like there might be for Wednesday, but things were getting pretty dry, so had to water everything. And then especially as windy as it was the last couple days, it definitely needed it. So I picked snap peas this morning, the kind that you eat with the pods on. I really like those. I don't know why I don't plant more of them. I guess because the seed is more expensive than regular peas, so you tend to get a pretty small amount in a packet. Maybe this year I need to save some of my own seed for next year so I have some more. But, let's see, picked some of those and ate them. Still catching up on all the weeding. And I'm going to put down some mulch with cardboard under it here in this week. Sometime when it's a little cooler than it was today. And start getting mulched around tomatoes and things like that. And also get the sweet potatoes planted out because they're about ready to go. So I went to an auction Saturday. This is what I thought I'd talk about. The stuff in the picture that's with this video is the stuff I bought at the auction. Most of it. There's one or two things that aren't in the picture. Whenever I go to one, I always think, well, I should really do this more often because I usually come away with some pretty decent deals. It's pretty decent stuff. This time I got among other things, I got a circular saw for, I think, $5. And if it works, I haven't even tried it yet, but if it works, it's worth more than what I spent all day. So occasionally I'll come away with one, come away from an auction without anything, but not usually. Usually you can find some stuff. And I got like a box of dishes. It's weird at auctions. Some things go really cheap. Like people just don't want them unless they're collectibles. And then other things, not so much. I really went to this one. It was just a few miles from here, so it was close enough. It was kind of a no-brainer, but I really went interested in their lawnmower. My lawnmower has been acting up, kind of overheating. I can't run it for very long, and I'm probably going to need to tear the engine down and see what the deal is with it. It's going through some oil. It's either blown a gasket or there's scoring on the cylinder or something. I can still use it for a little while, but it gets hot. So I thought, well, if I could pick up another lawnmower, just have a spare, and then also if that one just quits on me, I wouldn't be without one, which you can't really be this time of year. So I went for the lawnmower, but they had a really nice lawnmower. It went for way more than I wanted to spend. So I was just kind of looking around for other things. But it's funny how that goes, because a lawnmower might bring 50% of brand new price for that lawnmower, which you'd have to pay at the store. But then something like a whole box of dishes that might have been $100 when they were new, you might get them for $1. Because there are some things like that, that basically dishes, pots and pans, stuff like that, unless it's got a specific name on it that makes it valuable to collectors, it's just about worthless. Just about any bid will take it. So I needed a few, needed a few more plates and bowls and stuff like that, and picked up some of those, and just kind of some other odds and ends. There were some fence posts and some other farm type stuff there that I would have bid on, but there again, that was going a little higher. Steel fence posts that were probably had 10 years off their life at least from the amount of rust on them, were still bringing a couple dollars a piece. And brand new ones at Farm and Home are probably $7-$8 right now. So I was like, yeah, that's still a discount, but it's not a great discount for something that's that used already. And really, when you go to an auction, you're not looking to pay what something's worth. You're looking to get a steal. And auctions are kind of funny that way, because a lot of them, especially farm auctions, estate auctions, it's somebody who's retiring, and you know, this is kind of they're kind of building up their retirement nest egg, or someone has died and this is the family, you know, trying to pay off the death taxes and funeral expenses and all that, trying to get all that taken care of. So in a way, you want them to do well. You know, you want them to, you kind of feel bad when you watch all this stuff going, and it's, you know, whole boxes of stuff going for $1, $2, $1, or sometimes not going at all. Sometimes they can't get a bid, and you kind of feel bad for people, and you want them to do well and make a lot of money at it. On the other hand, you also want to get a steal. You want to walk away with a box of treasures for $1. So it's sort of a strange thing. I guess you want them to make money off of everyone else and still get a steal. One thing that's changed about auctions since I used to go to them is eBay. You know, you always get some collectors, you know, like actual antique dealers and stuff, if there was something special there, if the person had like a nice gun collection or a collection of arrowheads, or if they had like some really nice furniture, you know, something special like that, you'd get antique dealers there for those specific things. But what you get now is people who are just kind of in the general eBay reselling business, where they're just kind of going around looking, and you know, they might be looking at books or dishes or whatever it is. They're just looking for anything that they can resell at a pretty good markup. And you can kind of spot them, because at these farm auctions, most of the guys look like farmers, or at least they look like they're from farm country. You know, a lot of hats, a lot of jeans, a lot of, you know, just kind of a certain look. And then you've got a few guys that are, you know, either too dressed up, or just, they just kind of look different. And you'll get a guy who's in his 30s and he's buying, like kitchen tins or something. Like, okay, I don't think you have a collection of tins in your kitchen. You're probably buying these to resell, which is fine. I've kind of thought about doing that at times in the past myself, because I like going to auctions. But I think to actually do it and make any money at it is probably a lot of work and a lot of research to keep up on what you can actually resell things for. I imagine it's one of those things where you don't spend a lot of time really finding treasures. You probably spend a lot of your time just getting something that you can make a couple dollars on and moving it on out and just keeping things moving. So, but with those kind of people there, I think the days of finding, buying a box of books for a dollar and then finding a signed Mark Twain in it that's worth $500 or something, I think those days are probably over. Those guys paw through things pretty good. There was one box there that I saw, it had a bunch of calendars in it. And there was one calendar that was a promotional calendar from the dairy that's right down the road from me here. And from back when they were a local dairy selling milk locally, they put out, some calendars and things like that, I suppose, like most businesses did. And so I don't know if this was from the 60s or what, but an old little calendar. And I thought, if I could get that for a couple dollars, I'd buy it and just go over and give it to them. And just say, hey, I don't know if you have anything like this from back then. Thought you might like it. But it went, it started jumping right up because, enough people recognized that, hey, that's something special. So I didn't even catch what price it went up to. But it was a pretty good day. Got some stuff. Like I said, I really should go to them more often. Still need a lawnmower, so I'm going to have to check out some next weekend. But I don't know. They're always fun. I do have some trouble understanding the auctioneers sometimes, trying to jump in and I don't always know just what I'm bidding. It always seems like everybody else is just fine with understanding what's going on, and I'm having a hard time keeping up. But it works out okay. Once in a while, they'll do something that's frustrating. Like there was a blender on one wagon of stuff that I was kind of waiting for them to get to the blender. I think it was in a box with a few other things, but the blender was what I was interested in. In about three or four boxes before the blender, they couldn't get a bid. He was trying to get a bid, couldn't get a bid. So it was like, okay, push the next box in with that one. Still couldn't get a bid. Push the next box in with that one. Finally pushes, there were two or three boxes there. He's like, grab the next one. As soon as he pushed the blender in with the other stuff, I stuck my hand up, bid a dollar. But by the time he got my bid and told her to stop pushing more stuff in, she had pushed the next box in with it too. Well, then somebody else was watching that box. And so then this other lady was bidding, and I think she was after that box. I don't know whether she even wanted the blender, but then the bidding was going up. I was like, I don't want to pay that much for this blender. I just thought, I thought I was going to get a deal on it. So sometimes stuff like that happens, and it varies. You never know just what's gonna happen. I was at one a while back where there was a whole stack of hats, about 20 hats, all different types. And about half of them, well, not even half of them, were my size. I wear a pretty big hat. And so I assumed they would sell them choice. The way choice works, if you don't go to a lot of auctions, the way choice works is when you've got a group of things like that, you're bidding whatever price you're bidding, that's for one of them. And then you can take as many as you want for that price. So like if the bid goes up to $5, that's for one hat. And then if you're the winning bidder, you can take as many hats as you want for $5 a piece. So if you want three hats, you take them that's $15. And then they go again, bidding up the rest of them. So I assumed that when they got to this stack of about 20 hats, they'd do choice, and I'd see if I could get the high bid, and then I'd take like three or four of the hats that fit me that I liked. Well, no, he just gets the hats and says, "All these hats, one bid." Like, well, I don't want most of these hats. So stuff like that, like I said, it just varies. But that's just kind of part of the fun. You don't get what you went for. You do get something else. You stumble over things that you wouldn't have gone, that you'd never have gone to the store and bought. But you're like, hey, now that's cool. That last auction, I got a sauerkraut cutter that way. I certainly didn't go there to buy a sauerkraut cutter. I was like, oh, $7. Yeah, I'll take that. And I even used it. It's not even just a wall hanging. I actually use it. So I have to try to get to more and see if I can get some more treasures. But I guess that's all I had to talk about tonight. And maybe I'll do another one of these. If it's this nice again tomorrow, maybe I'll get another one of these done then. So thanks for being with me, and I'll try to be back soon.